We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Have you been thinking of becoming a Saints Happy Hour patron? We have an offer you can't refuse. Sign up, and if you don't think Saints Happy Hour is the best daily Saints podcast and you aren't having a blast chatting on our private Discord channel with other Saints fans, we will refund your money. No questions asked. If you sign up at the $10 level, you can even keep our Boost Bundle welcome gift after the refund. You have absolutely nothing to lose, so go to saintshappyhour.com and sign up today.
This week on Saints Happy Hour, we have part one of our seven-part documentary series, Is Jeff Duncan, in fact, a hoe? Thomas, hit that intro.
Welcome to the award-winning Saints Happy Hour podcast. Seriously, this podcast has won awards? American standards are dropping every day. The show features Ralph, the best host in the world, who can barely pronounce his own name, much less anyone else's.
Marcus Calloway.
Dave is that dude who loves taking bathroom breaks. He's mad about almost anything, so make sure to lower your volume when he speaks.
Put that freaking clown meme back up that I made.
Jesus Christ.
Andrew has sources, watches tapes, and knows football. He rarely shows up on time and wants to commit crimes to help the Saints win.
Sean Payton would have done illegal things. Don't tell me I'm wrong, because you know it's true.
Oh, and there's also Kevin, who is great at doing mock drafts, but struggles to actually watch Saints games or have a functioning relationship.
Butterich wants to know how the doctor's doing.
That ended.
Anyway, grab a drink, sit back, and enjoy the insanity.
All right, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Saints Happy Hour Podcast. I'm Ralph Marlborough. I'm joined by Dave, Andrew, and Kevin. Also, hello to everybody watching on the chat, on the live stream right now on Twitch. We got Butterich. We got Ben Rothwell, Dr. Ben Rothwell, by the way. Your boy, Alan. Andrew's dad, Jerry, ton of people in the chat. Thanks for joining us, guys. Free agency started. People are excited. On tonight's show, we're going to talk Saints free agency. Loomis is getting busy. He's making moves. Michael Thomas had the greatest goodbye in Saints history. We're going to take your questions and a lot more. Before we start, remember to subscribe to Saints Happy Hour wherever you get your podcast. I also have to mention about our MVP contest. If we reach $100 in donations tonight, the MVP will choose which mini bar bottle from my gigantic and increasing mini bar bottle booze collection I'm going to poison myself with. Thanks to Don. He sent me, guys, this one, 99 proof. It just says pickles on it. I'm sure that is disgusting. And then, Dave, this might be up your alley. This is Ricura
Horchata
cream liqueur, Caribbean rum, cream, cinnamon, and natural flavors.
And what proof is that?
That is 70 proof. So it looks like it looks like curdled milk. I'm sure it's
yeah. So you got to go pickle first and then curdle it.
Yeah. That sounds delicious.
Open up your combo.
What can we do? What can we do to have you do them at the same time? Like both bottles in the mouth at the same time.
I mean,
that would be something.
I mean,
pickles and horchata.
You can't, because if I say you got to reach the goal, then they might like reach the hat. You know, they get to 100, and then they don't get to 2. No, I'll do them. If you get me to do both, I'll do them both, and I'll puke. I got the puke bucket right there. Okay, so
I think there has to be. Maybe you can set it to, like, if they hit the $100 goal within a certain time, like eight minutes right off the top. Something like that.
I don't know. I'll tell you what. If you have to do it
in front of your naked son.
Yeah. Saints Rabbit says he'll drop $50 right now if Ralph does the shots simultaneously.
Yes. If you get it, Thomas, what's the goal to do two shots? What's the goal? 180. If you get
it, we're 130 off.
If you get to 125 by 8:20, I'll do them both.
That's 15 minutes from now.
That's 20 minutes.
15 minutes.
15 Wait, minutes. You said 8. Did you say 8:25 or 8:20?
8:20.
8:20. Okay.
Wait, are you counting the 50 that Saints Rabbit has donated?
Yeah.
So you're 125 more.
125. Yeah, 100, let's go. Come on. Yeah. Right. Make it happen.
Wow.
Open those wallets, folks. Open those wallets.
Donate generously to your PBS.
Wait a second. We have 5 in the pot right now. You're saying 125 more to get to 130.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No. Saints Rabbit is offering 50.
Correct.
No. Right. Toward the 130. Let's not overcomplicate this. Let's move on. $130 bucks gets Ralph to drink 2 drinks at the same time. Okay. Let's just get close. I'm willing to make deals. I'm willing to deal.
Mm-hmm. So you got 14 minutes to make it happen, guys. Yeah, when we reach $100 in donation, the MVP will choose which mini bar bottle from my gigantic booze collection I'm going to drink from. But I'm going to drink them both. Y'all can choose the order. I guess you go pickle and then curdled milk or whatever it is. I want to remind people. Donate via Stream Elements, typing !! donate in the chat. Click the link that appears. Twitch takes like 50% because they're like the mob. But if you donate, when you donate using bits, so if you, this way you can spend less money and it's easier to get me drunk, win-win. Even Andrew can do it. And remember, the best $20 you can spend on Dolly Parton's internet, text-to-speech, $20. You type it in the little box. Hit send, boom, British robot guy interrupts the show to say it. Thomas, do we have an MVP leader already, right? So tell us who it is. He's on the board. He didn't. Yeah, I didn't hear from Jason about what to write on the whiteboard, but we would have made a executive decision. It had to be Jeff Duncan is a hoe. That's what the whiteboard had to be. I'm drinking champagne and beers to celebrate the opening of free agency. Back to the classics. Dave, what are you drinking tonight?
The huge spindle tap.
Oh, what an interception! Matt Ryan! Duncan a hoe.
Wow.
Oh, deception.
Oh, wow.
Matt Ryan.
You're fucked up.
More mock drafts. More tape watching. Trivia question next week.
Thank you, Butters. Thanks. So
6 minutes.
6 minutes. So no. He's got
11 minutes.
11 minutes. 11.
Oh, 11 minutes. Sorry.
11 minutes.
What is wrong with these people?
Kevin, what are you drinking? I know you can't tell time, but
yeah, the uncle.
The uncle.
The uncle. Uncle nearest.
Andrew, are you drinking something bougie?
Yes, I'm drinking red wine, Châteauneuf du Pape, French wine from the Rhone Valley.
Of course, you know how much is a bottle of that
on purpose, so you guys can humiliate me.
Yeah, I know you did. You went on a
how much is a bottle of that?
Tell us what's a bottle.
$60.
Oh, that's not $60.
$60, yeah.
Yeah. Wait, say that again. Chateau what?
Châteauneuf du Pape.
Oh my god!
Good luck.
My brain just got.
Did I tell you guys I did a podcast in
you
French?
You did, yeah, you did. I'm going to have my wife. She's trying to learn French. I'm going to have her translate
Saints
it for
France
me.
France asked me to come on their show and do a podcast with them. Oh, and really? I spoke French the whole time. And it was, it's the tightest I've ever been. I've never been so tight in my life. but yeah, I got through it. You know, it happened.
How do you say fire DA in French?
Vire DA or vire DA.
Well, so he brings it up. So Chateau Neuf de Pape is a commune in the Vaucluse department in the Provence Alpes Côte d'Azur region in southeastern France. It's a village. It's got a giant castle in the middle of it. Oh, that's where the Avignon Pope used to live.
I want to give people a peek behind the scenes.
Let me take a gander.
This has become educational. You're learning.
That's right.
Here.
Thomas is always like
cheese here.
Oh my god.
Thomas is punching.
It's called fromage.
Thomas is punching a wall somewhere in Poland because every week after the show, he's like, "Ralph, you crippled ass." He's like, "Crippled ass, get those sons of bitches to stop doing monologues during what am I drinking? Make them stop."
Let's keep going. So this is a 2020. Great oaky, delicious smell.
It's not very old at all.
Yeah, it's not that old.
Oh, it's a deception! Oh, wow. Matt Ryan! Jeff Duncan is a hoe, for show. Get that pickle in your mouth. Oh, deception!
Oh, goodness. Matt Ryan. It's coming fast and furious here.
Shots.
Yes. All right, so we're at 130. Wait, we're at 136.60. Is that without the 50?
That's without the 50, yes.
Add the whoever was saying they're going to add the 50, add the 50.
No, it's already been added.
Wow. So we're so the siren went off. Are we there?
Yeah, we
went. Yeah, we're at 136.60.
Wow.
No, but I thought Ralph said 130 bucks and he'd do both.
Meant 130.
No, it was 130 because he donated 50. So I was like, we're 130 away.
Right. That's what I was trying to tell you at the beginning, Dave.
Yeah.
So we're close. How far away are we?
$43 and $43.
All right.
The same amount of cap space the Saints have.
And you don't get to like sip them, you know, like it's the whole shebang at once.
No, yeah. What? No, you put one in one side of the mouth, one in the other side of the mouth.
Yeah.
And it's bopped away.
Yeah.
It's basically DPDA in your face.
Okay.
In the face.
So that's tricky. Like, that's
7
tricky.
Minutes.
That's tricky.
You're getting double teamed, Ralph.
It's hard. It's really hard.
Yeah, you're going.
Why don't you pour them both in the boot?
And they won't drink fit it from the boot. They won't fit in the boot. So, Thomas, I need assistance.
If you want to pour them both in the glass,
hey, Sally, I need assistance.
That's fine too.
Oh god.
Because the longer you take to take it, the more it's going to curdle. So, like, you got to.
We're wasting time here. We got seven minutes left. Yeah.
So, right.
Let's talk about something Saints.
So let's talk about by our standards, getting to Saints stuff in less than 10 minutes into the show is like a record. So Dave,
14 minutes in here.
So Dave, you wanted the Saints. You wanted the Saints not to do anything, but the Saints refused to oblige you, and they signed a linebacker right before the show started. William Gay, Kansas City.
Does he go by William? He doesn't go by Willie.
Willie Gay. So they signed him. So I was going to ask you how you're enjoying the Saints doing nothing, but they thwarted your dreams.
This isn't a big signing. First of all, I feel like the last 2-3 years, this has been the MO of the Saints. Like, they've been very slow to get, they don't do anything. They don't make big moves. They don't make big splashes in the first 24 hours or so. That must be Andrew. Is Andrew or Saint Rabbit? Not worried there.
Wow.
I was going to say he did not cost that much. Oh, wow. We got multiple.
Chase Young would be cool. We need Marcus Davenport all over again.
We'll get to that.
We're at 199.60.
Oh, wow. Oh, all right, I'm going to have to go.
Well, let me finish my thought. But also,
with
Willie
5 minutes
to
spare, I'm going to go get a glass. Minutes. I'm going to mix them together and then do this.
Oh, my gosh. Willie Gay was not that expensive. He was only $3 million. I saw on Reddit all the Kansas City Chiefs fans were over on the Saints Reddit. They were congratulating us. They thought it was a great signing. They loved it. So I'm always happy to see that. You never want to see fans from the player's former team come over to your website and say, thanks for taking him off our hands. Good luck. Have fun with him. So that's good. And two, they were all surprised, going back to the price tag, they were all surprised that he, didn't command more money on the market. So
yeah,
I guess that's good news. Although, if you want to be, if you want to have the opposite take, if you want to be a Debbie Downer, you could say, well, then how come the Saints, what's wrong with him that the Saints were able to only get him for $3 million? So that's another option.
I have
all right, Ralph's back.
But first, Ralph, but before I give my thoughts, unmute yourself. Hold up your cup. We got to be able to see you pour it in.
I poured the
lots of money. So what's that? That's the pickle.
That is the
it looks like motor oil.
It is.
All right, hold
what
up
color
the glass.
Is it?
Wait, hold up the clear. Glass. We want to see you pour in the other one, and we want to see it curdle.
Oh, this.
Also, thanks to Saints Rabbit for 43 buckaroos, to Andrew for 20, and just right now to Don Checo 283. Sorry, guys. I was muted the entire time.
See, this, now I'm scared because this, Dave, it smells incredible. It smells like an Oreo cookie, but I'm mixing it with pickle.
Yeah, so. I know. Well, I didn't want you. I came up with this idea because I didn't want you to enjoy the horchata.
And by the way,
right,
I want
up the glass. Let's see it. Let's see you pour it in. There you go. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Look at that concoction.
Rising to the top.
Yeah, it is, Randy Savage.
It actually kind of looks like what you're drinking, dude.
The cream rise to the top, Gene, to the top.
You better hurry up and drink that.
I'm not.
Dude, it is. Oh my God. Zoom in on him. What are you doing?
No, it froze.
Okay.
Zoom in on him. No, all right, zoom
am I good?
In on
I don't want to cheat. I don't want to cheat the people.
Thomas, what are you doing?
There are we good, Thomas?
Yeah, we're good.
Go. Oh my God.
Oh, he took it like a champ.
Oh my God.
It's coming out of his mouth. It's coming out of his mouth.
Jesus.
He looks like Ash from the end of Alien.
Oh God.
That leaked out of his mouth. That was amazing.
Do you just not have a gag? Do you not have a gag reflex?
I mean,
wow, that is impressive. Wash it down. You deserve that high life. You deserve that champion.
Oh, that was incredible.
I'm not
even asking about the meter.
I've seen Juge talk about fancy vacations, fancy trips, fancy this, fancy that. I've seen Dave talk about spectacular dinners he's had, his pride and joy, his 2,000 square foot chop. I have never seen the two of you so goddamn happy when Ralph takes a swig of something and looks like he's going to die.
Dude, he was coming out of his mouth.
I got pickle splooge to the right of me. It's disgusting.
Pickle splooge.
It's look, yeah.
Check the timestamp on that, Tomas.
It looked like a Japanese adult film for a second.
It looks like the bench that I sit on is because that's not that much, but it looks like a cum stain. It really does. It's really disgusting.
I was tiptoeing around it, and Ralph.
That was horrible. That was the first time that I ever did something, and like, there was like a 2 second window where I was like, I'm done. Like, I can't force it back. I'm done. Like, it's going to be all over the front. My wife's going to come in yelling at me. Max is going to come come running through naked and running through the cell. He's going to say, don't run through the vomit. I can't believe you did this for money. Don't you have any dignity? And by the way, before we get back to the Saints, I want to thank whoever, because people were attacking me in my mentions today. They're like, he's a loser. He has the worst Saints takes ever. All he wanted, he's a failed Saints beat writer. That's all he ever wanted to be. And people hopped in my mention and was like, no, Ralph doesn't want to be a beat writer. All Ralph wants to do is have money, is pay, have people pay him to drink and look stupid. That's and right. I was like, thank you. Well, my followers.
The ribs on them. Like, you were never a beat writer. You were a guy who wrote opinion columns.
You just got $200 to drink.
This is media illiteracy. That's the problem. You're right. People think columns are stories. Whatever.
So,
Saints Rabbit wants to know how much for you to eat McDonald's to wash the shots down. Nice.
Jesus.
We don't have tall Andrew here to order
to go Uber Eats. So back to the Saints. This linebacker move. Yeah. The one thing I think we need to do before we get to Jeff Duncan and Michael Thomas is, Kevin, we need to take a moment and say goodbye to Team Decision and Pain Everywhere legend, Jameis. He's left us. Thomas, did you find any video of him? Yeah. Oh, play the video.
It's a combo of the soundbite you asked for.
Yeah, play it.
200 yards, 2 touchdowns. What was the difference for you guys?
I just started praying. I was in pain, but I trust my teammates. We kept fighting. We never gave up. So all the glory belongs to God. He's the one that brought me through.
Where was the pain, Jameis?
Yeah, just pain. It was pain everywhere. So we got to keep on pushing through and being resilient.
I'm going to miss Jameis. I'm not going to miss his Hive fans, and I'm not going to miss one-on-one. But, Kevin, I'm going to miss Jameis. I'm going to miss him.
Yeah, what was great was seeing one-of-one do a Twitter comparison where he was comparing QBRs of Jameis playing at least 6 games in a season and Deshaun Watson in the last 2 seasons. It's hilarious. It's like, oh, Jameis was over 50 in QBR. And he's got like this like handshake emoji or the clap. There it is.
There it is.
There's our boy.
I saw this online. Jameis, one of one. He's already clapping at Browns fans and telling them how terrible Deshaun is and making the case for Jameis to be the starter. And I saw this and I was just like, oh my goodness! I'm so glad he's gone. And, it seems like a few in the chat were caught off guard. They haven't been watching Twitter like we have today. But so yeah, Jameis Winston signed just under $10 million for 1 year with the Browns to be Deshaun Watson's backup.
Good for him.
So good for him. Pretty good money for him.
Mm-hmm.
I did think it was pretty telling that the Broncos made a run at Sam Darnold, didn't get him, and still didn't sign Jameis Winston. So for all of you that were like, oh, Sean Payton loves Jameis. He was not interested in bringing him back.
I knew Sean Payton, the moment Jameis threw that pass against New England in 2001, and Jameis said it was all God's plan.
2021.
Yeah. No, 2021. It was the game in New England.
You said 2001.
Oh, sorry. The curdled milk is hitting me. What do you want?
Yeah. No, but, I said this on Twitter earlier today. Jameis was a really weird experience. Like, in some way, so when the Saints brought him in, he was on a minimum deal, third string quarterback. We kind of brought him in with no expectations. It was like a lesser version of Teddy, right? Like, the expectations were even lower because we didn't give up a draft pick for him. The financial investment was zero. And, it ended up being like a very weird and interesting adventure with him. He was a polarizing player. I feel like he divided the fan base. So like, I won't miss kind of like the back and forth griping, but none of that was his fault. You know, none of what was going on behind the scenes. Like, I never really blamed Jameis for that. So I will miss him. I thought he was like a great member of the team. I won't miss Jameis one of one. I won't miss the Twitter fighting. And so it's kind of like both. I'll miss him, and I'm kind of glad he's gone, if I'm being honest.
No.
A little bit of both. And
can I jump in?
Jump in, Kevin.
So it's also interesting and that the Browns opted not to keep Joe Flacco as the backup.
Went to Jameis, yeah.
And went to Jameis. And it makes me, and it reminds me of Bomani Jones' point that if you have a black starting quarterback, probably a good idea to have a black backup. Because the most popular player on the team ends up being the white backup.
That is correct. Illegal.
That's Bomani's point. It's like, okay, all right, I get it.
I've never heard this before. The Bomani Jones' theory is if you have a black starting quarterback, you need to have a black backup. Because if you have a white backup, as soon as the black quarterback that starts for you struggles, the fan base, a significant portion of them, is going to call for the white backup.
We experienced that with Aaron Brooks and Jake DeLome. So as Saints fans, we saw that firsthand.
And Bomani's example was when Cam Newton was in Carolina, people were calling for Horseballs, Derek Anderson to start. And so,
is that actually true?
That is actually true. So that's how Bomani Jones
called them horse balls. That's true.
That's what on Deadspin. So that's the Bomani Jones black quarterback backup theory, and it's 100% accurate with Jameis. The one thing I'll say with Jameis to wrap up him, Andrew, is the thing that I always feel bad with Jameis is Devin White tried to murder him on Halloween in 2021, and I think 2021, if they'd have had Jameis the whole year. Like it would have been a different season. I think they'd have made the playoffs.
We were forced to play Trevor Siemian, right?
Yeah. Like the whole timeline from then forward would be different with the Saints.
Yeah.
But Devin White sort of ruined it. And maybe the Saints are better off they're probably better off with Derek Carr. Maybe, I don't know. But I feel bad for Jameis because like that was his moment, Dave. Like he sat for a year. He wanted to be Sean Payton's quarterback and Devin White. Like the jerk that he is, just ruined it with a horse collar tackle.
Devin, why did you say?
Yeah.
Go Tigers.
Yeah.
Ugh, gross. It's hard for me to feel too bad for Jameis. I mean, the guy has been getting paid this whole time.
He has been.
I'm happy for him now. I'm glad he's gotten paid big time. And like Andrew said, I'm glad that Jameis one of one is now not our problem, off our backs. Have fun, Browns fans. Enjoy that one.
Yep.
In fact, I think I'm going to actually pay attention to Twitter for the next week or two.
I feel like
watch the Browns fans like just finally come to the realization of what an obnoxious.
I think you want to wait until Deshaun Watson has a couple bad games. I think you really want to check in September.
Yeah. I have to say, breaking news, my stomach feels like it's got like a mini Mel Gibson in it and it's yelling freedom and like all the contents in my stomach are about to come back up.
Of all the things Mel Gibson could be yelling, freedom
is not the worst.
Pretty safe.
So here's the thing with the Saints in free agency. They lost Jameis. That might get him a comp pick, right? They lost Lonnie Johnson. They lost Bond.
Malcolm Roach, Dave's
UDFA son.
Yeah.
They added
the only one I ever won with.
That's right.
My favorite son. You know.
Of course.
My favorites, but he's my favorite.
Of course he goes to Denver, which, Dave, I was annoyed. I'm annoyed with Sean Payton with that. Like,
it's starting to get a little ridiculous, isn't it? I mean, it's like very predictable that everybody just is getting fed to Denver.
Yeah, it is.
Pipeline city here.
So, Kevin, me and you did a free agency show, and a lot of our potential people, Uche went back to New England for like a dollar. That was made me mad.
Good times.
There's still some people on that list available, but I'm going to ask Kevin this, but I want Andrew, you and Dave to answer too. The Saints in free agency, it looks kind of clear from reports and stuff like that. They're not going to create a bunch of cap space and like do like a splash move. And there's not too many guys left that would be like, oh wow, I, you know, like Danielle Hunter or whoever. But Kevin, I want to start with you. What is a move that you're like, the Saints, they better freaking do this in free agency? They don't have to name a player if you don't want to, but like, what's a move that you're like, they have to do this move? They have to get a body to fill that need. What is they? What's one thing they must do in free agency?
I think I would like to see them grab a wide receiver in free agency just for depth, because then you don't have to worry about using one of those first two picks. Like, again, I'm assuming the Saints aren't trading anything. I'm assuming they're not trading down. They're not trading up. I'm assuming it's 14 and 45.
You should assume they're trading up.
Listen, do not rain on my goddamn parade. Listen, it ain't even a parade. It ain't even a parade for me to say, oh, you know, I'm assuming they're not going to trade up. Do not piss on my shoe here, okay? Or piss on my cornflakes or whatever. You just keep your trucker hat and sit in front of your flag that's in front of your whatever the hell the gimmick is back there. I don't need to hear this. I don't need to hear this. None of the negative vibrations here, okay?
So a receiver, so you're
receiver.
You're,
because then you don't have to, you don't get tempted to draft a receiver with one of those first two picks. Again, the first two picks gotta be tackle and edge, tackle and edge, tackle and edge. That's it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's it.
Andrew, what do you want the Saints they must do in free agency?
I think just fill their holes. I mean, it's always been.
I'm sorry, do what now?
fill the holes, Kevin.
Not Ralph.
Tomas, check the timestamp on that, please.
Yeah. But no, look, I think the idea that this has always been the Saints' strategy is, hey, let's build out our depth so that we're not forced into drafting a certain position. So if we feel like we've filled all our needs, then we're not locked into a certain position that we have to pick in the draft. I wanted to circle back to the gay thing because I didn't get a chance to talk about it. But speaking of checking the timestamp, but I really like William
all
Gay.
All kinds of double entendres in today's episode.
I really like the William Gay signing. You know,
it's, Ralph's pants just got tighter.
They lost Bond, and I think they upgraded, and they got a guy that can actually play the linebacker position, which Bond really never could. Bond was more of a situational guy. It's interesting because, obviously, DeMario re-signed, and he has a new deal, but he's got 2 years. He's getting long in the tooth. Werner's in his walk year.
And by the way, I want to say this. When we did the tape review every week last year, Andrew, the one thing that kept coming up was Werner was terrible from you.
Yeah.
Werner.
So you know, I think they got a guy that covers well. I think he's got almost 20 pass breakups in his career, 4 interceptions. So he's a guy that can cover. He can run sideline to sideline. And with DeMario getting older, not quite as fast as he used to be, I think that that's an important.
Coach better. Do your job. That's what it's about.
He'll have a role on this team. He'll get snaps for sure. I am somewhat surprised that he was a starter on a Super Bowl team, a productive one. And all he was really able to parlay that into was a 1-year, $3 million deal. I know linebackers, and he's an off-ball linebacker, so I know it's not like a super sexy position and they don't get paid a lot, but I am surprised that that's Scott, all he landed to be like the Saints' third linebacker. I mean, but
Scott Fujita parlayed a Super Bowl ring into $20 million.
Yeah, right. So, but he will play. He will see the field with the Saints. And the spy thing is interesting because we know the Saints have had tremendous trouble with running quarterbacks. And I think especially when they play teams like that with a quarterback that has that ability, I would expect to see Gay on the field a lot to contain those kinds of quarterbacks.
I'm going to say, of all the holes that we would like the Saints to fill, I think they need to. I was against it when I first heard the news, and I'm worried that he's going to be the annual guy that drives up his price, the Ndamukong Suh Award, where the Saints chase after him and he uses the Saints to just get more money out of other teams. But I was against Chase Young when I first heard it. He's going to visit the Saints later this week. But I think, Dave, I've missed the Marcus Davenport experience
where he plays two games, looks amazing, and then gets hurt and misses a month. I need that in my life. So I thought we might
get that from Willie Gay. I thought that's why we had signed him. I thought maybe
So we're gonna. I need the Marcus Davenport experience, and I think Chase Young can deliver that. Where he looks awesome for 2 weeks, injured for six, looks awesome for two, injured for four.
He's a bougie Davenport.
That sounds miserable.
He's bougie Davenport. He might be because he was the number two pick in the draft. Right, yeah. He's not Marcus two first.
He's Marcus number two.
So I think,
and he's still only 24.
Yeah,
yeah.
He could have a break. He could have a breakout 18 sack season. The Saints give him $100 million.
Why don't you have a Davenport jersey? Holy shit, that's bold, man.
That's aggressive. Yeah. Dave, what do you want? What's your must that the Saints must do?
Solve your problems with aggression.
I mean, I liked what Kevin said. First two picks, offensive line, edge rusher, maybe.
What about in free agency though? That's the thing. What do you want them to do in free agency?
Oh, sorry. That's why we're talking about free agency. I don't know. Maybe a running back. Maybe something like that.
Your boo? You're just going to throw your boo, Jamal Williams, under the bus?
Yeah, I mean, Jamal. I don't know. I don't know. They don't seem to either like Jamal or they don't seem to use him the way he should be used. Maybe they're looking for something else. Maybe they feel like the grass is greener. I don't know. But I would love to see them have somebody more like Mark Ingram that could complement Alvin Kamara. That's one thing. But just offensive line. But again, offensive line, anything. You know, the way Kevin and also me, but the way Kevin feels about trading up in the draft is the way I feel about young project, oft injured defensive pass rushers. I want to stay far away from them. I hate them. The sound of even the thought of it, you know, the thought of it even just makes my blood boil, bothers me. I want to pick people that are like, you know, guaranteed starters that are healthy, that are always going to be.
Well, I want to say this, something that made me kind of I wasn't as close to throwing up as I was when I was drinking the pickle and the cream liqueur, but it did make me gag a little, is Derrick Henry got 2 years, $16 million, $9 million guaranteed from the Ravens. The Saints gave your boo, Jamal Williams, they gave him $12 million, $8 million guaranteed last year. So like the Saints, like in a flushed running back market this year, they're committed Jamal Williams as their guy, and it made me a little sad. Thomas, do you have
for a fullback role?
Yeah. Oh, the Saints signed a fullback, the dude that was shirtless. I forgot about him. That's right. They added a fullback this week. I totally forgot his name, but somebody in the chat will mention it. Well, Thomas, give us a donation update. Who's the leader?
Who's the leader? Let me check. Saints Rabbit is in the lead with 93 buckaroos. Who.go for second place, 33.3. And your boy Allen tied with Andrew at third place, 28.
I want to say, we appreciate the support, but this is the worst of all the drinking I've done. This is the worst I feel, because every time I burp, it's completely disgusting, and every time I burp, I feel like it might be like throw up. It's like burping a pickle flavored Oreo. It's disgusting. Sally, I need help.
The fullback is Xander Horvath. He looks like a space marine as a normal sized human.
And by the way, Kyle Juszczyk, San Francisco apparently told him to pay. They want him to take a pay cut.
What's the third drink, Ralph? By the way, the third drink you have ready.
I don't have a third drink ready, but I'll do it. I got all kinds of stuff in the.
We'll think of something.
I mean, I could do. You know what? I'm gonna do my bit, and then I want the guys can respond, and I'll go pull something out of the bin. But I want to get a little bit angry with Saints Twitter and Saints fans in general. The Falcons signed Kirk Cousins. Cousins, and everybody's afraid of the Falcons. Like, they signed this broken down quarterback who's won one playoff game because Taysom Hill fumbled the ball. He's got a ruptured Achilles, and everybody's like, "Oh, the Falcons! Oh, the Falcons!" I'm really disappointed, Kevin. All the Falcons, all the Saints fans being afraid of the Falcons, who, by the way, the Saints boat raced them in the season finale. Their defense is trash. I don't care what the Mina Kines and the Nick and the Robert Mays and all those people say about the Atlanta defense is a fraud. The Saints boat raced them, and I was disgusted that Saints fans were afraid of Kirk Cousins. He doesn't play defense. Am I right to be mad at Saints Twitter, mad at Saints fans for being afraid of Kirk Cousins?
Yes.
Disgust.
Yes, because listen, it's one thing.
And I'm going to go get a drink.
It's one thing for Falcons Twitter or Falcons social media to be excited about this because what was the alternative? So I get that. But Saints fans to act like Kirk Cousins is going to come in as some big marauder, I can't think of it. It was going to be a Game of Thrones reference. I can't think of it. The three fingers of the Uncle Nearest did me in for the evening. But to act like Kirk Cousins is this conquering hero is silly to me. Now, I've said on one of the podcasts, I think it was just the last one I did with when it was me and Ralph, where I said that, yes, the Saints squandered their best opportunity to win the division. This was their best opportunity in the past year.
Thomas, Evan play Kirk the breaking news. Thomas, play the breaking news siren. Thomas, play the breaking news
what
siren.
What happened?
Play the breaking news siren. Admit your crime. Somebody DoorDashed me.
I think that's Juge. If I had to bet money, I would say that was Juge. Juge was staring at his phone the last 10 minutes. Handcuffed to his briefcase.
Somebody DoorDashed me a Big Mac. And my wife is like, oh, the DoorDash, they made a mistake. They left food. I was like, let me see. I'm like, it's a Big Mac. I'm like, that's not a mistake. She's like, what?
I'm
like,
I'm guessing that's Saints Rabbit.
I'm not
that's
a mistake.
That's my suspicion,
yeah,
man.
Saints
that's
Rabbit is you.
So
incredible.
So I just want to say, like,
how did he have your? Oh, I guess he sent you booze.
He sent me stuff. I mean, if people want to send me stuff, if they want to murder me, if they want to send me booze that I will drink on air, they could do it all. My address is out there. It's easily found. So I got a Big Mac. So
not Saints Rabbit. That's not Saints Rabbit. Update from the chat.
Who admit your crime?
Damn. Oh man. Hmm. Is there not a name on the receipt?
No, it's not. It's not. It just says DoorDash.
Who also has your address, Ralph? That's in the
everybody
chat right
has.
Now.
I wish I could take credit for this. It wasn't me, though.
Not me, but an A+. The doorbell rang in. So now I'm going to eat. Big Mac is so good.
Aren't we pretty close to the next donation, too? Is he going to have to take another shot on top of this burger?
Second Big Mac ever.
$80 away.
How many, Thomas? 18?
80,
okay.
And 80. Ralph has eaten two Big Macs in his life, and they've both been live during the podcast.
Other Saints podcasts are going live. They got lists. They're breaking down Chase Young's pass rush rate. We got patrons DoorDashing me a Big Mac.
Ralph's stomach is going to be
dead.
In trouble.
In shambles.
Just for the fun, I got this to try to get people, put them over the edge. Mango jalapeno.
Oh, damn.
Tequila.
Gonna tequila? Be a spicy Big Mac.
That's going to go great after a pickle horchata mix and a Big Mac.
Guys, this is the one. This is the one, guys.
I'm not
this
afraid.
This is the combo.
I'm not afraid.
Like,
I'm not afraid.
If you drink that, it's going to be like that music video, the Big Mike music video Killer Mike music video for Nobody Speak, where it's that fake UN and they're all fighting each other.
This show has been about 10% Saints information and 90% complete bullshit.
So we've shrunk it by 5%.
yeah, but like, what are we supposed to do? Mickey had Avante Maddox and Chase Young both in for visits, which I find interesting because this time of year, dudes are getting signed; they're not going in for visits. So
yeah,
he's like, I'm not paying you unless you show up and do a physical and prove that you're not broken. So our Saints news is they've looked at Maddox, they've looked at Young. And they've signed a $3 million off-ball backup linebacker. That's basically been our news so far.
You need to become a Saints Happy Hour patron. It's best Saints podcast and community in the world. You get every podcast without no commercials, early access to special episodes, and patron-only perks. You get to talk to my dad on Discord, and you get cool swag box delivered to your house. Go to saintshappyhour.com and sign up today. That's the best commercial ever.
My wife is circling this Big Mac like a vulture. So
this podcast has gone so off the rails that like Michael Thomas like called Jeff
but we're burying the fucking lead.
What is the lead?
Jeff Duncan the hoe.
Yeah, Michael Thomas called Jeff Duncan a hoe before Anthony Davis thanked New Orleans.
Oh my God.
Dave, is it the greatest New Orleans Saint exit of all time?
Well, no. I think Jameis Winston Jameis Winston's team decision, getting Jamal Williams the touchdown, that's the greatest exit. This is up there though. That's pretty good. You know, he was mad.
Why is he mad with Jeff Duncan, though?
The thing is, not in this tweet, but in one of the subsequent tweets that he put out there at the same time, you know, he was basically trying to discredit Jeff Duncan and saying that nothing he tweets or reports is accurate or correct. But like he said, Michael Thomas is getting cut, and Michael Thomas is getting cut. That's accurate. I think Michael Thomas sort of. Well, yeah, right. The contract. I guess Michael Thomas's the impression I got was that Michael Thomas was more mad about the fact that like Jeff Duncan is putting all this negative information out there, you know, and Michael Thomas is about to hit the free agency market now. He's going to be looking for a new team, and whether it's true or not, this isn't the kind of press that Michael Thomas wants to be out there. The negative things about his behavior in the locker room or his attitude or whatever. Like, I think that's what Mike Thomas is most upset about.
How much people in the chat want to know? People in the chat want to know how much for Selly to eat the Big Mac. And I don't know
this
if I like
into an OnlyFans.
Selly, I need help.
Into an OnlyFans.
I don't know if I like the tradition of sending Ralph food, so he's more likely to vomit is a good idea for the show.
Sounds like a good idea to me, man.
New bit.
Next week, send him a Wiener Schnitzel.
They want to know about Italian tapas. The chat has ideas.
What's the worst Chinese restaurant in your neighborhood?
Send him some Olive Garden, man.
Oh yeah,
yeah, right.
They have Olive Garden right down the street.
I mean, send Dave Olive Garden.
but how much? How much, Andrew, is like if Michael Thomas like is there if he had called anyone else? I think a hoe out the door.
I think reception would have been mixed. Like any media, like I'm not going to name anybody because I think it may maybe hurt their feelings. But I think if he would have called anyone else a hoe as he exited stage left, I think the reception would have been mixed. But because it's Jeff Duncan, it was unanimous. Yeah.
Except you can say whatever you want about Michael Thomas, but he knows how to read a room.
I think Michael Thomas calling Jeff Duncan a hoe was almost as celebrated as Jimmy Graham saying fuck the Falcons on his way out. And that's the one you forgot, Dave. I would say that was a pretty epic exit as well.
Yeah. Kevin, can you think of anybody else by Saints fans that Michael Thomas could have called a hoe that would have been as universally agreed with? Because it's
Goodell, maybe Goodell. Or Bill Vinovich is probably the only other two.
Hey, can we get someone else to DoorDash Kevin a nurse?
Yeah, please.
A stripper? What do they call it? A stripper gram?
Kevin Jr. Interception! Matt Ryan!
Jameis Winston said it's a team decision to make Ralph Buick tonight. Let's go.
Damn, your boy Allen, 20-3. Chasing Saints rabbit. Bit by bit.
Wow.
Chipping away at that tequila.
Yeah, mango tequilas.
How's the burger treating you, Ralph? How's the big name?
Not good.
Octoberisk in the chat says, Jameis Winston has gone off the team and I'm super happy.
Yeah, Jameis.
He's divisive, though, you know.
And the stands made him and Jameis one of one. Like, ugh.
Yeah.
So Thomas, again, how far are we away?
53 right now after that recent your boy Allen donation.
Final question. I want you guys to be as quick as possible.
good luck with that, man.
With that. And Thomas is just going out of his mind because he goes, "You go off script, cripple," and then we go for 2 hours.
Because I
had stuff that's not in the rundown. But the Saints are currently.
Hold on, I got to read this one. RJ Savage goes, Ralph's stomach is so messed up that Dave just had to leave to go take a shit.
Accurate AF.
We know what Savage stands for.
Accurate AF. No. Do we think the Falcons are that much far ahead? I don't think so. I don't think the Falcons are that much further ahead of the Saints. But do y'all think the Saints have fallen? If Tampa is, you know, if Tampa is 1 and the Saints are 1A, if the Saints fallen behind in the South, do you feel like Carolina maybe has gotten better? Are you worried that the Saints have fallen way behind, fallen further behind than where they were at the end of the year?
I think they have. And, you know, I'm not one to judge the offseason off day two of free agency. So, you know, there'll be the draft. There'll be a lot of things. I'd want to see how the whole offseason goes. But so I would say maybe a little bit. But Kirk Cousins doesn't terrify me. I mean, I remember when the Vikings signed him, and at the time I was like, oh, man, like they've gone from Keenum to Kirk Cousins, and that feels transformative. Like it feels like the Vikings are going to be at a place of success for a long time. And they won one playoff game in 12 years. Or Kirk Cousins has one playoff game. That's it. Against the Saints in overtime. We all remember that one. But that's it. And, you know, Kirk Cousins is known for being really poor on Monday Night Football and primetime games. So, like, I don't know. Like, yeah, I would make the Falcons maybe slight favorites in the NFC South right now. But it's not like this is some juggernaut. We don't have the Chiefs in our division. They're not going to be the Dolphins this year offensively.
I just want to say,
way to be a good short answer there, Andrew.
I'm so close. You're welcome. I'm so close to throwing up. If you guys get this, it could happen. I'm just saying.
Oh yeah,
just saying this.
My short answer is one. Carolina Panthers. They have nowhere to go but up. They're going to be more improved than they were last year.
By the way, they are paying the crap team tax on all these players. They're overpaying by like 25% on everyone.
Yeah. Tampa Bay. I'm not sure. I don't really know what they've done. I don't think they've done too much.
They paid Baker Mayfield a lot of money.
Yeah.
They kept everybody. Yeah. And they traded their best corner.
Yeah, I expect them to be the same. 10 wins, maybe.
That's better.
They won nine. You know, Atlanta. I think Atlanta has improved. Kirk Cousins, you know, jury's still out. Not sure how he's going to recover from the injury. If he's the same quarterback he was last year before the injury that he was with Minnesota, that worries me a little bit. I always thought he was a decent quarterback who just never caught on with the right team. And then us, jury's still out. And like Andrew said, like, this is a ridiculous question for 48 hours plus the tampering period into free agency. Ridiculous question. But let's answer it. We're having fun.
I'm also a little relieved that the quarterbacks in the division are Cousins, Baker, Carr,
mediocre town.
Like, there's no one where I'm like, oh well, this team's winning the division for the next 10 years.
Kevin, I have a question for you.
Kevin's swiping right now on the.
I have a question for you, Kevin.
Yeah.
If I told you the Kirk Cousins signing for Atlanta could be an abject disaster. I'm talking like 3-14, 3-14 back to back years.
What do you mean could be like
an abject disaster? I guarantee you it's an abject disaster, but the Saints extend DA for 5 more years. Would you do that deal?
Only 2 years?
I don't think I'm taking that.
Like Ralph Spelly
right now. Saints Rabbit 28-3 donation.
Thank you. RJ Savage wants a live mailbag.
We have 24 Buckaroos away, by the way.
Wow.
By the way, you can DoorDash me and.
I'm saying no to DoorDash that deal.
Me,
2 years.
Me candy.
You can't DoorDash candy. You can?
Can't you do those midnight cookies?
You can DoorDash like Walgreens shit. I'll go to like Walgreens.
So, listener Vince in Maine sent us a signed Deuce McAllister jersey. It's right there. We're going to raffle that thing off. Weekly MVPs get their shot at having a signed jersey from a Saints legend. You should be on the MVP wall. Jason Champagne. I wrote it. My lovely wife did not, so that's why it's messy. But next week we'll erase it and we'll put your name. My wife will write it. It'll be nice and neat. So how far are we away, Thomas, from the mango?
$20.97.
Jalapeno tequila. This is a bad idea.
$24.
I went.
This is where you're drawing the line of all the things you've done.
No. I was just. It just might like career decisions.
I think this might be where he draws the line.
Actually. No, the thing is, Dave. I was just thinking of like my. I went to journalism school, and this is where I ended up.
Is that what your degree is in journalism?
The electronic media, journalism. Yeah.
Fake journalism.
I mean, that was back in the early 2000s. I mean, that was like cutting edge for them.
No? You had a lot of athletes in your class, didn't you?
I didn't. No.
I wouldn't think anybody would be in his class. Like that was 1999. You were already majoring in electronic journalism. Yeah,
that's right. And it was a failure.
That's very cutting edge. No.
Yeah, it was cutting edge.
Ralph was ahead
of his time.
Ralph was a trailblazer.
I was so far behind, I thought I was ahead. So Thomas, hit the take at the top like so we
getting,
can get to questions.
In fact, you were just in getting lapped. It just turned out.
That's right. I was getting lapped. So Thomas, hit the take at the top so we can give the people finger guns.
I don't know. I'm impressed.
You shouldn't be, because I don't.
I mean,
you saw something. I don't use that degree at all.
You have a podcast, asshole.
Yeah, but I mean, like, but like, not for like. That's true. But like, that was like
podcast. But like, people didn't even know what podcasts were in 1999, and you were taking a class on it.
No, it was like internet and graphics and nonsense. It was a
I mean, it's not
on the internet. Yeah, back in 99. Oh, that silly internet. This will be gone in 2 years. This is just a
what is email?
Yeah.
Dial up.
You wait for the. I'm gonna give you a pat on the back, and I'll say, you know, you saw, you might have seen something.
I did. I, you know. So, Thomas, what's first up? Questions.
Okay, we had like a million questions this week. We're gonna do the mailbag after 10 questions alone from Saints Rabbit, the current
My
MVP
stomach feels
leader.
Like Derek Carr's shoulder after the Green Bay game.
Jesus. First question from Aldi Marino asked 5 questions, by the way. So 15 questions from Aldi Marino and Saints Rabbit only, by the way. Aldi Marino asks, we know his plan B skills are off the chart. Look at him. Look at him now.
Kevin's head. Kevin's head
popped up.
Yeah.
He heard plan B.
Get off of Bumble and pay attention.
But what other drills are the medical ladies making Kevin run in the Kevin Love Life Combine? The restaurant reservation cone drill, the communication race, 40
takedowns. Oh, interception!
Oh.
Matt Ryan!
Falcons
still we got there.
We did. Oh, so we that question is going to have to wait.
Oh, my.
Oh, that's a great
question.
You
could wait for Juge to come back.
Wow. No.
Yeah, wait for Juge. Yeah, Kevin, you answer that question.
Yeah.
I think the last thing was something about...
Wendell Cavalier, thanks for the donation, by the way, man.
Wow.
Something
thank
oral.
You.
I think there was an. I think it was something about an oral exam. Yeah. Oral was in quotes.
Let me see. I can find
what's that,
that
test
one.
They would make people take at the combine?
Oh, the...
Wonderlic?
The Wonderlic.
Yeah, well, now there's a new one. Yeah, now there's a new one.
Yeah.
I think I can handle the Wonderlic just fine. No okay. complaints on that one.
So what about
let's see the rescheduling. Well, the date cancellation—that's not something I'm doing. That's the equivalent of that's the equivalent of when those GMs come in and ask the players about. Oh, so your dad left you when you were a kid, or your mom was a stripper at some point, or your, you know, like they ask those weird, obnoxious questions just to see how people react. I think that's the equivalent of that. The rescheduling shuttle drill. I like the rescheduling shuttle drill. I don't have to make reservations all that much. The communication riz 40 text dash, I do pretty well, like, in the texting. It's when the time comes for them to actually agree
show up
on a date. Oh, and then sometimes, like, the date happens, and then, I don't know, I just bobble that shit. I'm like,
well, they see you for the first
time. And sometimes you make babies.
It never happened, as far as Kevin is aware of.
It didn't.
By the way, Thomas Morstead is not signing with the Saints.
Boo.
You were gone for a while there. How was your poop? Was that a good poop?
No, I was getting.
You didn't come out solid?
I switched to Whistle Pig Rye.
Oh, wow.
Good shit.
Oh, boy.
Good stuff.
Sticking around for the mailbag?
All right.
Maybe.
Thanks, Arkmage, for the Twitch Prime, by the way.
Juge, we should tell you that we hit the 283, so we're waiting for you to come back.
Yeah.
Ralph is going to drink that next shot.
People want to know. People want to know how much for me to do a gummy on air.
only if you're talking to Paulson.
What good would that do? That wouldn't kick in for like another hour.
Yeah,
you know,
like
he wakes up really early, takes the gummy, and then goes on the air with Paulson.
Oh, wow.
And just drives him nuts.
No, I think there should be a thing where he takes a gummy 2 hours before we go on the show. He takes a gummy at 6 o'clock Central Time Tuesday.
He takes a gummy 2 hours before the show, and then he takes a shot when the show starts.
And hits a bomb.
Oh, this is gross. I'm really worried about this.
Weed is not legal in Louisiana. It's
mango
decriminalized in New Orleans. It's legal.
Mango, it's legal, jalapeno, tequila. Medically. This is from Don, by the way. All right, here we go. It's 52 proof. Okay.
Ugh. All right, this is after the Big Mac. It's washing the Big Mac down. I feel like Ralph's turning into an evil villain. I feel like this is like his origin story.
He's like a whole tail now. He's dropped two shades.
He comes.
He's taking the serum. Like Captain America, Jesus. Man.
God, it's so bad.
If you come, you best come hard.
That was horrible.
He's sipping on his beer right now.
The high life didn't help. The high life didn't help.
Oh, the puke meter.
Suck on this, up. Bitch.
It's a 9.
Ugh.
Like, why would you make mango and, like, who's like,
mango and jalapeno? The kids will like that. Let's do it.
Like, oh, God.
Kevin, is Ralph an inspiration to you? Because he's living the living embodiment that anybody can find love and get married, or is there resentment there because he's married, this loser is married, and you're not somehow,
and has a family.
Which one is it? Do you hate Ralph, or do you think he's an absolute loser? Which one is it?
Wait.
No, it's do you hate Ralph or do you feel like there's hope yet for you?
Oh, yeah, right.
You aspire.
I don't know. No, it's not right to hate me. What was that like dance party song? That was the theme song of Third. That was the theme song of Third Watch. It was like, there is hope.
Oh. Yeah.
There is hope. That's all I've got. That's all I've got is hope.
Yeah, somebody in the chat just asked, has Ralph ever considered water as a chaser? Water is for cowards.
We'll put that on his tombstone.
Water is for cowards.
I don't think anything Thomas was saying was that intelligent.
What's next, Thomas?
All right, back to the questions. Next question from CDWPT95, and he asks... Short one. What team decision will Jameis be at the forefront in Cleveland?
No.
You know, honestly, like,
who's their coach?
He's on another team now. We don't have to answer Jameis questions anymore. I'm ready.
This is the final one.
Who's the coach of Cleveland?
Let's see.
It's not Kevin Stefanski anymore, right?
No,
Kevin Stefanski is still the coach.
Oh, okay.
Really?
There could be a team decision situation that happens at the end of this. I could see Kevin Stefanski losing all control of Cleveland, but I don't know.
By the way, Kevin Stefanski was one of the coaches rated lower than DA on the players' survey. Just so you know.
The funny thing is, he won Coach of the Year.
He did, and he was still rated lower than DA by the players.
I will say it would be hilarious for Jameis to say something like, you know, I used to do weird shit in Uber rides also, and I turned my life around. And he starts to go down that path and you know, tries to play it off as a mentor to Deshaun, but it's super awkward in delivery. That would be hilarious.
I think the team decision for Jameis would be, I don't know if it's a team decision, but I could see Deshaun like getting hurt or whatever, and Jameis just being awesome for like 2 weeks, and Saints Twitter is aghast, and Jameis 1-1 is taking a victory lap, but then the real Jameis shows up and he throws like 9 picks in like 4.5 quarters. But yeah, I'm with. Whoo, that mango shot hit me.
I'm off the rails. I am surprised.
My chest
like
burns like gonorrhea on a cheap whore.
Like Sean Payton in Denver, I wasn't sure how I was gonna feel about it. And I have been surprisingly disconnected. And I don't know that I was ever adamantly going to hate him or root against him.
I do.
But I wasn't sure how close I'd be paying attention. And I don't follow the Broncos that closely. I just don't care. And like,
you do Jameis follow the Broncos though, because half of their moves have to do with us.
That's true. But it's kind of, for me, it's like out of sight, out of mind. And like, trust me, and again, I don't blame Jameis for this. I like Jameis. He was fun. There was so much to enjoy about his time in New Orleans, but I'm not looking to infuse my life with more Jameis once he's gone.
He's dead to me.
When I've been begging for it to stop while he was here.
Kevin, though, I would say this. I was really locked into the Broncos, especially when they lost, when they gave up 70, because I was like, oh my God, that second round pick is going to be top five.
Yeah.
And there was a moment there, but like, as they like clawed their way to mediocrity, now I don't have any reason to give a shit about Denver.
Who is their quarterback, by the way?
Jared Stidham.
Where did they draft, Kevin? You should know this, Mr. Mock Draft guy.
I'll have that in a second. Mock Draft. In the first round, they are picking 12th. Let me pull up what their other picks.
Should have took that 2025.
So 12, 76, 121, 136, and 145. Those are their first five.
They're totally drafting that Michigan quarterback. Somebody in the chat wants to know, Thomas, what's the Polish word for cripple?
It's
important.
Kaleka.
We got important questions. What's next on the submitted questions,
okay.
Thomas?
Okay, wait. You never shut up and let him answer the question.
Go ahead, Thomas. He said it. I did it twice,
man. It's Kaleka.
Yeah, and I couldn't hear it. Kaleka. Got it.
Put that on a t-shirt, Kaleka. Dave. What's
Ralph,
next,
Ralph,
Thomas?
It's Kaleka.
I'm gone. I'm gone. What's next?
That mailbag is in shambles,
like,
man.
He looks like he looks like Walter Matthau from the Odd Couple movie.
Wow, what a great! You know what? Ralph does look like a young Walter Matthau.
Wow,
actually, a little better looking. Walter Matthau was a little more puggish.
I haven't been this drunk since on my birthday on Saturday. It was fucking fantastic.
No schnitzel, huh?
No schnitzel. The German restaurant, the pandemic closed it down, man. I can't.
Plandemic.
Yeah. So somebody said Aldi Mourinho says Juge is Jack Lemmon. So what's next?
Who is Jack Lemmon?
Are you?
Yeah, he doesn't know. You never seen Grumpy Old Men?
Never mind. Oh my
God.
The Denver Broncos depth chart at this moment is Jared Stidham as the one and Ben DiNucci as the number two.
DiNucci? Ben DiNucci, my boy. Yeah,
they're definitely drafting a guy.
Yeah, they definitely are. Right. What's next, Tom?
Last question.
No, first question from the chat from I Have the Aid. Is a Polish sausage called sausage in Poland? No, it's called kielbasa. I think it's also called that in the U.S., right?
Yes.
Yeah.
This is a good question. I guess I was under the impression that kielbasa in the U.S. was a specific type of sausage with certain ingredients or a certain type of
and that's also
casing,
true in Poland.
I guess.
That's also true in Poland,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
So all sausages in Poland are
kielbasa. Is kielbasa. It's a different thing. Yeah, it's a completely different thing.
So you can get like Italian sausage or chorizo or something like that in Poland.
Chipotle? Do they have chipotle?
Damn, I don't know. I don't eat such things, Dave, so I couldn't
Do you not
tell
eat
you.
Meat? Are you a vegetarian?
No, I'm not a vegetarian, but I don't eat meat for breakfast or dinner. I only eat meat for lunch.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Is there a reason behind that rule?
Terry?
No. I just don't like ham and shit. You know, I like eggs. I like cheese. You know.
Okay. What do you usually eat for lunch?
For lunch, chicken, maybe pasta. You know, a fish.
Thomas, did you say pasta?
Thomas isn't a real person. I'm convinced.
Dave's smiling. Pasta.
Pasta?
Yeah.
Interesting. All right. Wait, what was the question? Kielbasa?
Kielbasa.
I don't know. I like kielbasa. Italian. I like Italian.
That was supposed
meat.
To be a fast question, man.
Yeah, what's next?
We still have two questions left. Okay, next question
you
from Saints.
You know how this goes. The ones you think are going to be fast go long. Go quick.
Hey, remember, Poland is close to Italy. October is in the chat. Polish tapas. Okay. Question from Saints Rabbit, the current MVP. If Kevin could draft a wife. He's already unhappy about the question. If Kevin could draft a wife, what would her ideal occupation be according to Kevin? Is it really a medical profession?
My honest answer is it doesn't matter to me what her job is
as long as you get the rectal exam.
Yeah, as long as she's productive.
Yes, he said.
Look, if she can milk the prostate, I'm fine regardless.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing, Kevin.
It doesn't matter to me what her actual job is, as long as she's happy and productive and contributing.
Kevin Jr., you're on the way?
To what we're doing as a couple and a family, then but I'm fine with it.
You got to throw out your regular draft strategy, though. You got to trade up in the wife draft. You gotta trade up. You can't be trading down in the wife draft.
Right. That's true.
You got to give up. You got to burn future assets. You can't trade down in the wife draft. That's my
Kevin. We got another question from the chat from I Have DA. Damn, Kevin, my wife is an ER nurse, and she says there's tons of single nurses in Denver. Are you willing to relocate?
It depends on what my job prospects are. Like if I could go,
your
if I could move somewhere,
are dating a nurse.
Yeah. Well, listen, I say
you're gonna
that.
Date like
I said
five
that because...
of them, and they're gonna feed you. You know.
All right. But
and milk your prostate.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. I was all in on the doctor, and I was fully prepared to relocate to South Carolina. But that was because.
And then she relocated for someone else, though.
And well, she relocated on her own. Maybe she did relocate to somebody else. I don't know, Tomas. I don't know that. But, you know, if I'm going to relocate, I have to have some sort of job prospect myself. And, yeah. Mm. So, it doesn't have to be a medical professional. It doesn't have to be.
Liar. What about a veterinarian?
Veterinarian would be great. I love dogs.
Thomas, what's next?
The veterinarian is great. Lots of experience with milking, right?
Oh.
All right. Final question of the show.
What if it was Cat Terrell? Is Cat Terrell single? Maybe we should be looking within the Saints.
The Saints universe.
Yeah.
We could get Kevin set up in the Saints.
I don't know why, but I feel like there's no way Cat would date Kevin.
Wow.
I mean, exactly. She doesn't come on the show anymore.
We'll focus on your chateau to whatever the fuck.
We got a nerve here.
Solve your problems with aggression.
Now, wait a minute. Before we go further down this road, is Cat?
Now, I think you're a shoo-in.
What about Sheba?
Is Cat single? Sheba would never.
No, Sheba, she's in LA.
Damn it.
She's in LA. But no, Sheba would never. Even though Kevin has an in with me, she would still never.
Why not?
She's too good for Kevin.
Oh man.
You could cue the Selly sound by there.
I'm kidding.
Terrible.
Sheba has too much energy.
Brooke is Nick Underhill's co-host or host.
She was. No, she is. She's gone. That was all kinds of drama.
Where you been, Jude? That happened like 6 weeks ago.
I missed that. What happened?
I don't know. That's a good question, man.
I don't know.
That's what everybody, inquiring minds want to know.
Kevin started dating her, man. That's a problem.
Text Nick right now. Let's get the scoop on the show right now.
That's right.
He's doing it right now. We'll have the answer for you on the mail.
People are coming to Kevin.
Become a patron.
People are coming to Kevin's defense in the chat, which is good. That's right. Become a patron. Maybe we'll do behind the scenes. We'll do the Kevin dating Olympics.
No, there. And you can find out why Nick and Brooke parted ways.
No, we don't have that kind of power.
She moved back to be with her family.
Yeah. What's the final question? No, Thomas?
She's from no. Houston. She moved back to Houston to be with family.
Oh wow. All right, Thomas. What's the last question?
Okay, final question from the former MVP Jason Champagne, MVP from last week.
Oh, this is a good question.
Who's worse, David Tepper as Panthers owner or Lou Tepper as LSU defensive coordinator?
It's a great question.
Could have added. Who's the guy that does the bar rescue? What's that guy's name? Isn't that a Tepper too?
I mean, but here's the thing: Bar Rescue is successful. I am uniquely qualified to answer this question because I went to LSU from 1995 to 1999, mm-hmm. and I experienced the entire Jerry DiNardo arc where LSU was horrible. As Andrew can attest, they had Curly Holman. They didn't go to a bowl. They didn't go to a bowl for like 6-7 years, which for LSU is just unheard of. Like they didn't have a winning season for like more than half a decade. That's incredible. So Jerry DiNardo, like, he literally was like, I'm gonna bring the magic back, and he did. And like, he got LSU winning, and they were winning 9-10 games, and then he hired Lou Tepper as his defensive coordinator, and LSU's defense was an atrocity. And DiNardo like wouldn't fire him. Like, he just was like, he's my boy. I'm ride or die with Lou Tepper. So like, Jerry DiNardo literally probably could have been at LSU for like another decade, just churning out 9-10 wins. But Kevin, I got to say, like, Carolina, they are on an absolute run of being the worst team in the NFL for like a good 5 years. I mean, they turned down 2 firsts for Brian Burns. They traded him yesterday for a second and a fifth. I mean, that is...
Yeah, I don't get that.
That's as big a downgrade.
I'd rather have Robert Tepper run my franchise.
That's as big a downgrade as Sally did when she married me. I mean, that is huge. I mean, you know? Hey, Sally, I need assistance. She's too late. She was completely disgusted with me. I think trying to eat the Big Mac. But go ahead, Dave.
I'm sure. I think David Tepper is worse. I mean, David, you know.
I mean, he threw a drink on a fan. How confident, and Andrew, how confident are you that the Panthers just really don't know what they're doing and they're going to stay bad? Not that they're going to stay like 2-win bad, but like they're going to stay bad for a while. How confident are you in that? I'm pretty confident.
I'm actually pretty confident. Yeah. I feel that way about the Falcons too.
Oh, I know you. I think maybe I should like screenshot Andrew's text to me, because Andrew really like.
Yeah, let's see it.
He hates the Falcons, as all Saints fans do, but he really doesn't respect the Falcons moves at all. Like, today Andrew was just giving me a text chain of they signed Mooney, the receiver, and
you don't like that move? Why? What you got something to say about a Tulane guy? What do you got to say?
They paid
him, what was it, $13 million a year?
$26 awesome. Million guaranteed. $26 million guaranteed.
For a 5'11 receiver that catches 30 balls a year. And yeah, I mean, he's a deep threat that can make some plays, but I just look at Mooney as a guy that's like totally average. And it's funny to me that I don't know, the media has been so desirous to call this Falcons offense amazing. And it's like, oh, they got this guy. They got this guy. Oh my God.
Kevin.
And like, I just think Drake London.
Well,
is just,
Darnell Mooney, you know,
Drake London is just kind of okay. Kyle Pitts has been really underwhelming, you know,
I picked him fourth, now, by the way.
We'll see.
I don't know.
We'll
I mean, see. Hey, this is all good news. Like, honestly, Andrew, if you're right and if these moves are terrible, yay us. Because
here's the thing about the Falcons. They also, like the Saints, had the softest ass schedule of all time. I think they were way worse than their record. And I thought, I mean, their record was bad. I think they were much worse than their record indicated. And Yeah, the quarterback play was abysmal, but I think Drake London is overrated. I think Kyle Pitts is overrated. I think their defense is overrated. A lot of the production that they had last year, like, they had nice numbers, but if you look behind the curtain and you analyze it a little bit and you look how they played in that last game against the Saints, my God, they were awful.
And the week before against Justin Fields, he lit them up.
I just think, like, Cousins is going to elevate them, no doubt, because the quarterback play was awful. But I just think their schedule, if it gets a little bit harder, I don't think Cousins to me is one of those guys that won't lose you a game. And there's value in that. I think Carr's kind of like that too. They're not one of those quarterbacks that's like going to throw a bunch of picks and just give it away. You know, they're going to make the right read. They're going to check it down on 3rd and 17, punt, live to see another day, whatever. But like, I don't think those guys, Carr or Cousins, are the type of quarterbacks that make shit happen and win by putting on their Superman.
Kevin, I was thinking,
don't do that.
I was thinking this. Matt Ryan was sort of like, he was good, but like, I never hated him because he was just so boring. I think Kirk Cousins is going to be really, really hateable. Am I wrong? Like, am I overreacting there? I just think
I don't think you're overreacting at all. He's absolutely hateable because he was coming from the Vikings. Wasn't that his one playoff win?
That's right, because Taysom fumbled. He won a playoff game.
You know, that makes it easy to hate him, and then the fact that he's going to the Falcons makes him even more hateable. Like, it doesn't matter that it's Kirk Cousins. It could be anybody going to the Falcons. They're going to become hateable. Kirk Cousins was already unlikable. Now he's hateable. So, there.
Yeah, I like that.
I got to fix my window.
All right, Thomas, before we get out of here, give us a final MVP tally.
Magical show, guys. I think that goes really on the Mount.
We had
Rushmore
a first. We've been doing this show. Guys, how long have we been doing this show? We've never had food delivered.
Yeah.
We've been
12, 13 years.
Yeah. At least since the Super Bowl year, since 2009. So 15 years. No, 15 years.
More than that, maybe. Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Well, Ralph, me and you were doing it since what? 06?
07.
07?
07.
So 15, somewhere between 15 to 17 years.
17 years, yeah.
Which I feel like makes us the oldest podcast still recording.
We are. Yes,
no, not Saints.
100%.
I mean, like, across all platforms. Like I listen to Mark Maron's podcast. And he'll sometimes kind of brag a little bit about himself, about how long he's been doing it. He's only been doing it like 11, 12 years. And he's like, I've been doing it. I was one of the first people doing it. I'm like, no. I was out of my backyard on Blog Talk Radio. I specifically remember being in the parking lot of my cheap motel in Miami. After the Super Bowl,
behind the dumpster.
That was February 2010, and God, that so wasn't funny. My first. That was not my first so time on the show, and that was 14 years ago. So at least 14 years we've been doing this. Guaranteed.
I think 15.
So long ago. 15 or 16.
Yeah,
15 or 16. Yeah. Honestly, we should have more.
The first time I came on the show was
we wasted a lot of
the
time
Super Bowl season.
That's right. And we didn't start going weekly until Bounty Gate. Like we used to take a giant break. We used to be like, as the season's over, we'll see in free agency, and we take like a 2-3 month break. But then Bounty Gate happened, we're like, oh shit, they have news every week. We gotta do this every week. Yeah. And now we do it every day. So Thomas, I'm so drunk. Did you do the MVP recap already?
Let's land this. Let's land this plane.
It's too late, man. It's like Boeing, Dave. We're not gonna land.
Oh Jesus! I hope you weren't parked near the airport.
That's what a reference that was.
So, by the way, if we get to 400 patrons, I will drink even more on this show than I did tonight.
No.
Totally. Think about that. So thanks to everybody for listening.
So can I thank everyone or not?
Yeah, do it.
For fuck's sake, man.
He would have doubled that. He would have had 6 drinks.
Let's do it.
Jesus
do it,
Christ,
Thomas.
Man. Thanks to everyone who donated. We reached 3 donation goals. You made Ralph puke, guys. Thanks to everyone.
He drooled. He didn't puke.
Close.
Dribble.
Close. Yeah. Close.
I will count that as puking. Come on, man. Thanks to Don Checo, to Archmage, to Jason Champagne, to Budrich, to Wendell Cavalier, to Andre Juge, to Hudat Gopher, to your boy Allen, and to the MVP. For the second time this draft season with 121.3 buckaroos, who is... the one and only Saints Rabbit. Congratulations!
Hey,
let's fucking go!
Well done, well done.
Let's go.
Well
DM, done. Remember to DM me, Saints Rabbit, and you can pick what's on the whiteboard next week. We can leave Jeff Duncan as a hope. We can leave it for a couple weeks, or you can have something completely new. So thanks to everybody for listening. Thanks for supporting Saints Happy Hour. Please go to saintshappyhour.com. Become a patron and support the show. We cannot do this without you guys. Thanks to everybody who supports. So especially thanks to who DoorDashed me a Big Mac. That was
chef's kiss.
It's just the best. Thanks to Dave, Andrew, Kevin, and Thomas, the best producer on earth, running the show back in Poland. One of these days, Thomas, the intro, we won't talk about what we drink for 15 minutes, I promise. But that day was not today. Remember, kids, if you're going to support a Saints podcast, you ought to support the one that gets food DoorDashed to the host and the one that wins awards. Until next time, the bar is closed.
Milking prostates.